The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the pool?
They do float.
Look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome back to the Rack Action right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back with Total Divas, the finale. We're here. It's finally happening.
We're here.
And oh, it looks like we've got contracts, we've got relationship issues. It's a Total Divas episode. All right.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And babies.
Babies. Okay. We're going to have that talk tonight.
Maybe. Okay. And we're rehashing last episode. We're focused on Paige and Bradley and his puppy dog eyes and how he's so in love with her and, yeah, and her commitment issues.
So now we're going to talk about the birds and the bees. No.
No. At least not yet. We haven't gone to the gynecologist's office yet.
So the divas are coming out of a hotel. It's Paige, it's Rosa, it's Alicia. Fans want Alicia and Paige's like, let's go. Oh, look, we got some new weave going on.
I love how the first question is, did you get new hair?
Right.
Bradley Boo.
Bradley Boo. She's like, I think I really like him.
I love how she's like, I'm like a huge girl right now.
Right. Now we're getting set for Monday Night Raw.
There's Eva.
She's back. He's hitting it hard. Her and TJ are having good times together again.
Yeah.
He's hitting it hard.
Well, you know, I guess get it while you can.
I guess so.
I don't know. Don't want to think about that. But we see Paige in her lovely shirt.
And Bradley there to watch Paige in action.
Aww.
It's in a main event match against Emma. And apparently Paige messed up the star of the match. She got in her head.
Go Paige! Aw, he's all happy for his boo. Mm-hmm. And we see the Bellas.
Carano drops them off, not cash, but contracts for 3 more years.
I love how he's like, a bunch of love went into that.
Right. So these contracts would take them to 34 and a half. So they have some big decisions on their hands.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes they do, and I'm sure we're going to get all into that. And now we're in L.A., we're with Jonathan and Eva and a friend, her hairstylist.
Apparently her hair is a highly requested color.
So basically we're going and grabbing samples.
He's like, you know, this and WWE are completely separate.
No money. No, they're not. If they want her to do an external project, she needs their blessing to do it.
No, she's going to sit there and nod because, you know, that's what he wants her to do, apparently. And her mocking him was fantastic.
That was kind of awesome. Now we're back with the Bellas. We're in San Diego. We're having lunch after petting some dogs.
One of their friends, Shauna, shows up.
Oh my, and Shauna is very pregnant.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Bree really wants to get pregnant. Like, really wants to start popping out kids.
Your vagina tears to your asshole.
Wow.
Bree knows she'll be happy if she got pregnant tomorrow.
Nicole's like so done.
Well, Nikki's like, we only see you a couple times a year. What kind of life is that? It's called family?
Basically, Nicole's asking if it's worth it to keep going in WWE.
You know, Nikki perked up at champagne spritzers.
Nikki drinking what?
What? We're back with Paige and Bradley in their hotel room.
Now they're being completely adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Or dorkable. And she puts him in the head scissors.
Wow, we've gotten that far already.
She's asking Bradley to move in with her already. Wow, okay.
We've jumped that step already. Okay, then. And he's,
He doesn't even know what to say.
Right. Alright, then.
Okay, things are going to escalate very quickly, apparently, between Jonathan and Eva. We'll get to that. But speaking between those two, I find it kind of odd that he told her not to mention WWE, because they're pretty sensitive to them doing outside projects, and for her launching a hair extension line and needing to do the advertising for that, the company would have to have the express consent of WWE for her to take those pictures.
Yeah, because they own her likeness right now.
Yeah, so they own her name, they own her likeness, so anything that she puts out, they would have to give their blessing on before she can do it. If she does it, and they find out about it, they're going to get super pissed at her. Mm-hmm. And people have gotten fired over that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, him saying that you don't need to bring them up in here, actually, yes, she kind of does, because that's laying it out there that, hey, look, I have to talk to them first before I commit to anything.
Right, and she doesn't expect them to turn her down because of her role in the company, but it's something where...
Yeah, they've already made the product, so they've already acknowledged that they're going to have to play ball with her to get what they want. The product's already been made. It's already in production. They already have a test sample, which means they're already producing the extensions. So
it's one thing to produce the extensions. She then if she's going to be faced with it, that's a different thing.
Yeah. So it's like they've already started this process, understanding that they're going to have to do certain things to get her, including getting the express consent of WWE, which I'm sure they already have, for her to do this.
And you saw the exact, you're just like, all right, fine, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, they were completely fine with it, because they're probably used to working with celebrities. It's something of, we have to get the consent of whoever you work for. Fine, perfect, we're on it. You know, it's a business relationship. It's a business deal. It's not something like they're going to be a jerk about it where it's, oh, no, you can't, you have to do this. You can't get your employer's, you know, consent.
Right.
They're not going to be a jerk about that because they understand that. Like I said, it's a business relationship. They're going to understand that there's a certain level of give that they're going to have, especially if they want her as their face.
Correct.
So, but yeah, him kind of being like, oh, don't mention that. It's like, no, she actually kind of just, as a good business practice, needs to put that out there, because if she says, oh, hey, yeah, I can totally do the photo shoot, and then WWE says, nope, no, you can't, well, that's an awkward phone call.
Yeah, you don't want to make that phone call.
Yeah, so, for once, Eva was actually being upfront and honest.
She's learning!
I'm so proud of her! And, well, do we want to talk Bella's, or do we want to talk Paige?
You pick. You lead this show.
Oh, I lead the show. Good lord, we're doomed. Paige and Bradley, they're adorable.
For the moment,
they are adorable. Things have escalated rather quickly for those two, where last week, we don't know how much time has passed in between the trip to Key West, and now we're assuming it's within a month.
Or two,
and Paige is asking Bradley to move in with her on the basis that they never see each other, because he's always traveling and she's always traveling, which isn't necessarily the best logic to ask somebody to move in with you, but, okay.
It's the way of, oh, hey, when I get home, you'll be there, that sort of thing.
Yeah, oh, I get that, but it's like, it's just, moving in together, that's a big step. And for her to go from saying, I don't really want anything committal, I just want to take it easy, to, hey, let's move in together in like maybe a month or two, that's kind of crazy. And you can even see his hesitancy on it.
Oh yeah, his mind was like, huh?
It's like, say what?
Like,
so
she went from very hesitant relationship down to fully committing. Like, there's no middle ground.
Yeah, there's no, it's 0 to 60 with her in, you know, 2 seconds flat, so. We'll see how that one goes as time progresses. And, well, the Bellas.
They got some decisions on their hands.
They do have some decisions on their hands. They've been handed contracts to potentially re-sign. And, well, seems Bree's already out the door, which isn't a surprise.
No, she's been wanting to be a mother for a month now.
Yeah. Once she got married, that was it. She was done. She's ready to move on to the next phase of her life, which I can completely and totally applaud. But interestingly enough, Nikki is wavering.
Nikki is wavering because, not for family, but maybe to do outside projects.
Maybe. So I guess we'll have to see how that one goes as we come back from break. We're still in Grand Rapids. It looks cold as hell.
Right. And we're recapping the, move-in, question. He like it feels very soon.
Okay, we're meeting Mommy Bradley first.
Alright, we're taking steps. This is very quick.
Are they gonna get engaged by the end of the episode?
Maybe.
He's like, oh god, what have I done? And now we're in LA, we see paparazzi, she's getting shot by paparazzi, and she's meeting with Extra.
Extra. And now we're in Phoenix.
With Bree and Brian.
With the Danielson sons.
Scrabble! And while Nicole's exploring her options, and Bree's telling Brian all about it.
Brian's like, okay. And then she drops the bombshell, I'm ready to be a mother. Brian's like, I'm waiting on you, you know. Financial-wise, we'll be fine with the way we live. We're fine. She can't take back bumps when she has a baby bump.
Bree, they won't let you take back bumps when you have a baby bump.
Winnebago. Wow, Bree. Anyway. We're now with the Weaves, or the Eve.
And she's getting her hairs did, she's getting her makeup did.
Jonathan's all about trying to get everything done on a schedule. We remember that from the road trip.
Yep.
He's all about his schedule. We have Eva doing the photo shoot and...
And now he's telling her how to model.
Apparently he's manager and photo director. He has all the talents.
Dude, she is so ready to like punch him in the face.
Yeah. She's many opportunities from her first meeting. And now we're at a casting director's office.
Her dress bothers me. There's just a line going right across her boobs. It's bothering me.
Apparently Nikki has total star quality. Wow, Nikki, wow. She wants to be the first female rock. They're like, if you're gonna do this, your availability is an issue because, you know, you work every day.
Yeah. She works 5 days a week, you know, and you have to be in LA, you have to be available to go to an audition at a moment's notice, and you can't be a diva and a wrestler. You have to make a choice.
Wow, dude.
Jonathan, calm down.
Him snapping his fingers like that, that's kind of rude.
Yeah, especially since that's her friends.
And even they're like, you know, now she's getting upset.
Okay!
Alright then, well.
Okay!
See how quick things went?
This is called the quickly escalating episode.
Really quick,
like things are just, and bam, there they are. So, no shocker, Bree's ready to retire. Brian is totally okay with Bree retiring to have babies, which means Brian's gonna get lucky a lot.
Boom, chicka, wow. Now, the question is Seamus available for all their lovemaking?
He's coming back off of injury, so probably not. But I'm sure they can get, like, a Seamus stand-up or something.
But can they get one to rub Bree's head? That's the question.
I'm sure he would come by if they asked him very nicely.
Will he scream fella, too?
Probably. Brian can do the yes points while Seamus screams fella.
Oh, man, that.
There's a visual for you.
There's a visual for you, people. You ever wonder what Seamus sounds like when he has sex? He screams, fella! Anyway, moving on.
We're never going to be able to interview like half this roster ever with a straight face. We're just not.
Here's the thing. Me and her were very perverted.
Yeah! Oh, God. That's okay. I'll never be able to interview Taker because I'll see him in his pink panties. Okay, so back on track.
Track? What? What's that?
What? You know, rails, show, tangent, what? So, Bree's ready to be a mother, which, if Bree leaves, that leaves Nikki on her own, and obviously they are signing two separate contracts. So if Bree opts not to resign and Nikki does, well, then they will probably proceed forward without Bree. You know, they would have to. But once again, Nikki is on the fence where she's exploring her options outside of wrestling to see what's out there for her, because if she decides to leave and there's nothing there, she does have the backup plan of, you know, A, dating John Cena, and B, being a real estate agent. So she does have a fallback plan. However, you know, it doesn't hurt to look at your options, and apparently there's a lot out there for Nikki. It's just she can't necessarily explore it while she's under contract. As we know, she's already done a movie. She's made television appearances, so she's dabbed her foot into the entertainment industry. She just hasn't gone full in yet.
Right, if you want to commit, you gotta commit.
Yeah, so, and that's basically what she was told by a casting director was, and what we kind of said earlier was, you know, something's gotta give. You're working 5 days a week on live events and taped television, and you're a major focal point of their product right now, so it's not like you can just say, oh hey, I want to F off and go shoot a movie. Mm-hmm. That's not gonna work.
Correct.
So it's, if you want to do movies and TV and that kind of thing, then wrestling's going to have to go away, at least for a little while. If you want to stay and do wrestling, then, well, the entertainment stuff's going to have to go on the back burner. I'm sure they could find you products or projects that, you know, you would want to do at some point, but it's not going to be as frequent, or you're not going to necessarily get to pick and choose. Basically, they're going to pick and choose for you.
Unless you do a WWE Studios film.
Unless you do a WWE Studios film, and even then, I don't think they get to pick what films they get to do. I think they come up with who they want in the film, and then they pitch it to that person. And, you know, I think it's kind of an obligation to say yes at that point, because it's being written with you in mind.
Most times. Not every time, because we've heard different roles for different people, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people say no, people aren't interested, people get swapped in and out, but most of the time I think it is they approach you about the film and, you know, it's either yes or no. Mm-hmm. So good for Nikki for exploring her options. Obviously there's a lot out there for her, and I guess we'll see how that one goes. And then there's the little Napoleon.
Yeah.
Jonathan was, like, completely cool in my book until he decided to be an asshole.
Right? We thought he had a level head and everything, and now he's, you know, becoming an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Like, I get it. He wants to stick to a schedule, but it's like, there's different ways to approach things like that?
Yeah, it's... They're aware of the timeline. He doesn't need to be breathing down their neck in terms of what's going on. So,
like, I get they have to go live on a webcast because, you know, going live on a webcast is always important. But maybe you should, you know, make sure everything's done before you go. Here, we're doing it at this time, and don't overload the day.
Yeah. Don't overload the day. Don't, especially don't be abusive to the people that are helping you out. Cause those are her friends. You have to deal with these people on a social level. It's not like you're never going to see them again. Two, I'm pretty sure they're not getting paid. At least the chick doing the makeup. Or if she's getting paid, she's not getting paid a lot.
No, she's probably getting paid a minimum just to help out.
Yeah, they're probably throwing her a little something-something to say as a thank you, same with the hairstylist guy, but they're more doing this because they're her friends than anything else.
Right,
because
this doesn't seem like a high-budget webcast photo shoot thing.
No, that's what I was thinking. It's kind of weird. It's like, there's nobody, like, running around. There's no, you know, you're not seeing any other cameras. There's, like, one photographer. You're not seeing any assistant. Like, everything in terms of a photo shoot and what we've seen a photo shoot be in the past, this is nothing like it.
This may be something done for him. This might be his project, maybe. And it's for his website or something to that effect. Because there's no live webcast. It's like, why is she going on a live webcast to model and shit? It makes me wonder.
Yeah, there's something going on with this that seems a little weird. Because it's like, you saw The Office, and The Office is very professional, it's nice, all that stuff. And you would think that what they're having her do, because it's essentially a catalog shoot.
Right, but I don't think these two are related.
No, this is the extension thing.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is, because she changed her hair color for this thing.
I don't know, I guess we'll have to see.
I think they're two different things, but I think this is the whole idea.
No, because he said it was a demo. The live webcast is a demo.
For something.
For something, I think it's the hair products.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's like a demo or a tutorial or something on how to put the products in. I don't know. I guess we're going to have to see.
Then why is her hair different? I don't know. All right. I don't know.
I guess to demonstrate the different products, because I don't think that the red is the only one that they're going to do. It's just the most requested color. Like, they're going to show what a natural color looks like, and I think they're going to show the red.
Okay.
That would make the most sense. But I say we come back from break and see.
All right. Let's go come back from break.
So as we come back from break, we are in Indianapolis, Indiana, with Paige and Bradley. Paige, honey, I love you, but do you not have a concept of winter?
No, she's from the UK. She's...
So she's off work to go meet Bradley's mother.
And then she's using the scraper as a mustache.
She's an anchor tattoo. Very interesting.
Yeah, it's on her finger. He doesn't want her to be herself, because, you know, she's like, what up, ma?
These are conservative Midwesterners, Paige. You may scare them.
Hey, look, she found a jacket. Now he's carrying her to the house. She runs up, wraps her legs around the mother, gives her a hug.
Bradley's like, oh my god, why? Why did I do this? He's regretting every decision up to this point. And Paige just slams the door.
And now she jumps in the arms of his sister.
Paige is very affectionate when she wants to be.
Uh-huh.
This is so awkward.
She teases him with child joke.
Way to scare his mother. Well right. done. Paige is moving to L.A.
Well, I guess the landing point would be L.A. for them to move in together.
Hmm. So now we're in San Diego with Sean and Nikki.
And Nikki has some side move action going
Whoa,
on.
Whoa, honey.
Bring up the whole contract thing, and he's like, it's hard looking on that right now. Because, you know, her boobs.
Because her boobs and her nipples are extremely hard.
He's so trying not to look at her chest.
Don't be a pervy guy, John.
John's like, they're destined for success outside of WWE. John, like, you know, he likes people who just go for it.
So John is encouraging her to leave.
Right, he's like, try and fail. Try something. Do something. They say she has the encouragement.
He is supporting her. He is 100% behind her, and I have to applaud that. Okay, this looks more like a photo shoot.
Right. This is for the extension line.
I don't know what the other thing was for then.
No idea. Corrado text.
And now Eva's talking to Mark.
Say. They were photos for her website.
Ooh.
So, Jonathan can no longer approve photo shoots.
Gee, didn't I say that at the beginning of the episode?
Uh-huh.
Just...
Saying.
So now we're... back in Indiana with Paige, and oh, we're going to meet horses.
All right, then. Paige seems right at home. Apparently she used to work at the stables. Oh, Paige is dropping the hints, and he's all like,
Come on, Bradley, come on.
Because it was like, you know, this is where I want to live. Where was the place we were looking at? Oh, he's 30. All right, then.
All right.
We're learning a lot of things in this episode really quick.
We're learning a lot about Bradley.
Yeah.
But I also said, mid to late.
You did.
I can call this shit. No. So, yeah.
Let's start with Eva.
Yeah. Jonathan. Like, I get Jonathan wants to be her manager, and he wants to support her, and he wants to help run her career. But it may have been a good idea to, like, I don't know, research it, and maybe he did. I don't know, but... Yeah, she could have gotten in some major trouble over that.
It's one thing to, you know, take the photos. That's one thing. The other thing is to sort of, you know, put them out on Instagram.
Yeah, because they probably, if she just put them up on the website, they probably would have not have found out about them.
No, because they probably don't go to the website.
They don't go to the website, but they do monitor her social media, and anytime anything like that obviously comes out on her social media, they're very quick on it.
Right.
Because it's, hey, where did this come from? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Because they do monitor their talents, and they do keep an eye on them, and they make sure that they're not doing anything they're supposed to be doing, and you heard him say it. So I'm going to tell you this so you don't get in trouble.
Right, because, you know, he's her boss, and, well, you know, he's looking out for her.
Yeah, and it's like, he doesn't do anything for you. You do it for you, you come to us, and we approve it. And then you can tell him we approved it, and y'all can do whatever you want from there.
Right.
It's like, and he's like, I don't want to be dealing with him, I want to deal with you. So it's like, So I have to wonder if this little hair extension photo shoot thing is approved.
I was This is the one she was getting approval for. So maybe.
I would say so, but we'll have to see.
See, I knew it was something weird, what they were doing.
Yeah, because it didn't seem right.
Like, it had nothing to do with this product. So it was like, they were doing a webcast for her website.
They were doing some kind of tutorial. I don't know if it was the hair. I don't know what it was.
We're going to her website just to see what the hell's up. Anyway.
So as we Google Eva Marie's website live right here on The Rack Extra, Bradley.
Yeah. He seems a little, something's not right.
Something's going on. Because he's not telling his mom that he's moving in with Paige unless they're ultra conservative, which I would find that hard to believe.
Are there skeletons in the closet?
Or there are skeletons in the closet, which there very well could be, but you know, it just seems like he's being very, cloak and dagger about this whole thing where he just say, hey, this is my girlfriend, we've been dating, and we want to move in together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a little shocking because they've only been together a month.
We thought we were giving them credit for two.
Yeah.
So she went from hot and cold to alright, so they've known each other probably for a couple months. And they've been dating for a month.
Yeah. Good lord, she's a Katy Perry song.
Yeah.
But, anyway, I'm sorry. Finish your point.
I have no point. You made me lose my point. Just go.
Okay. Obviously, there's something going on.
Yes.
Clearly, because he's not saying anything. He's not even, I think, really dropping that they're dating.
No, they're just friends. Like, he was the one who wanted to define this relationship.
He's the one that insisted she come meet his mother.
Right.
So it's okay. She's gotten the time off work. She's going to meet his mom. He's gonna tell his mom that he's dating her, you know, that they're moving in together. It's a big step. And he's not doing any of that.
No, he's just playing it, quote unquote, cool.
He's being very hesitant, so we're gonna have to see where this goes. As we come back from break, we're still in LA with Eva.
She wants to shut this whole thing down. He's like, I'm not doing that. He's like, WWE's like only a quarter of what we do. No. They're your world. He's now trying to be manager in the
husband. She wants you to listen to her.
Right. This is what happens when you have a husbandger.
Yeah.
And now they're taking the photo shoot. Anyway, we're back.
Ooh, I got a bad feeling about that.
Where's Wade? Is Wade around?
Yep.
Wow. Well, Paige sent a drunken video to Bradley's mother.
Ooh!
And apparently he got married, and Paige is like, wow, you got married? He got married when he was 21.
Okay, so he's nearly 30, so that's probably 5 to 8 years.
Yeah. Paige is like, you should tell me a thing. Awkward car ride.
Yeah, this is so awkward. It's amazing.
She wants to reach over and punch him, but she's trying to keep it cool.
With all fairness, yeah. I would be that way too. Like, I'd be like, what do you mean you were married and you didn't tell me?
He's done. And he's not ready to move in.
Okay, that's fair.
He says she's overreacting and, well, he's not comfortable talking about his marriage.
At least not on camera.
There goes the mic. And he storms out. So now the producers are actually getting involved. So it's like, we can't really stay. This is the dude's house, so we should have sort of leave.
Okay!
Okay then, just to start somewhere.
Okay, so, Jonathan. Honey. Because we're going to get to Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
But the last thing you want to say on camera to something that's going to go back to your wife's employer is basically, fuck them, we don't need them. Because here's the thing. Before WWE, your wife was just an everyday normal person. She wasn't a celebrity. She wasn't becoming a household name with a reality show. She was just Eva, or whatever her actual real name is.
I think her first name is Natalie?
Natalie
Eva, or something like that.
Yeah. She's just a normal, everyday person. WWE found her at a model search. They gave her a job. They put her on a reality show. And it's taken off from there. And all the success that she's had in the last couple years is because of the WWE.
Why is she getting this deal? Because she's with WWE. She's reality TV star and WWE diva, Eva Marie.
Yeah.
It's not Natalie whatever model.
And the thing is he's treating it as if it's a temporary thing.
Yeah.
Which it very well could be. You don't know how long they're going to keep her. But the thing is it's like, he's acting like this is not a big deal and she's going to move on from it and everything's going to be hunky-dory happy. You can't treat it like that. This is basically, I would bet that they are their main income right now.
He says a quarter, they're probably 75%.
I would say it's 50-50, 60-40, somewhere in there. Well, she's probably making pretty good money with Total Divas and her WWE. She's probably making the minimum for WWE.
Well, I consider Total Divas WWE.
Yeah, but it's like, I think she gets extra for Total Divas.
Right, but I'm saying where her income comes from, I think 75% is the Total Divas WWE deal, and the rest is whatever else she does.
Yeah. For her solo, yeah. The majority of her income is WWE. For them as a couple, I would say it's probably
50-50.
50-50, somewhere in there. But he's very, very focused, and he's not seeing what he says is the overall picture. And it's like, I get you're planning for the future, but it's going to be very, very difficult for you to plan for that future if she fucking gets fired because you didn't do your job as her manager, which is you should know as her manager that everything she does needs to be cleared through her employer. That's, again, that is for any celebrity. They have to go through their agency. They have to go through their studio. Whoever represents them has to clear all of that with the people that hold the contracts for that individual to make sure it's okay that they do it. That's why if you hear about somebody doing something really stupid and their studio gets pissed with them, it's because it wasn't cleared. Like, as long as you clear it with the studio, they don't care because you take the heat after that. But this is the same kind of deal. You can't be setting this stuff up and planning for your future in quotations without WWE's blessing. Naomi and Cameron are pursuing a music career. They're doing it with the blessing of WWE. Nikki is pursuing an acting career. I'm sure WWE is well aware and has her, you know, she has their blessing.
But, right. She's allowed to explore anything she wants until she signs. She doesn't need their blessing to go explore.
No.
When it comes to contracts, then is when they need the blessing, and that's why she's hesitant right now about re-signing her actual contract.
Right. But to go back to Eva, contracts would be involved with this.
They should be.
And it's, you heard her say it, just got off the phone with Carano, he's pissed because of all this stuff that we're doing, which means what she's doing right now is not cleared through the company. They don't know what's going on, and Eva wants to shut it down.
Smart.
Because she doesn't want to piss off her employer and get fired.
Smartly shutting it down.
Jonathan is her manager, should respect that wish. Where she looks at him and says, we need to shut this down before we get sued or I get fired, then you shut it down. And all you do is you go to the people doing the shoot and you say, hey, look, I apologize, there's a conflict with WWE, we need to iron it out. Once it's ironed out, we can proceed.
Right.
Or, hey, you call Carano back real quick, you have him, you know, you basically clear it with him before you do it, and you move forward. And if it takes you a day or two, it takes you a day or two. Like, that's the thing. You don't want anybody to get sued, you don't want anybody to get fired.
Right, she wanted to get this all cleared and never got cleared.
Because here's the thing, this is on reality TV. Every employer is going to see this, and there are some people that aren't going to be able to make the difference between reality and fake reality, and they're going to think that she lies, that she's dishonest, and that's going to hurt her in anything she does, because nobody's going to want to hire her based on the fact that she's not the most honest person, she doesn't make the best decisions, and she lies. Which is essentially the same as the first one, but she hides things from people. She's basically not not the type of person that she would want to associate with.
Right. She's not upfront about. She tries. She hides things and is not always straight up with people.
Yeah, and that would hurt her in business. So it's like, and there are a lot of people that aren't going to want to associate with that. So it's like you have to be really careful about that kind of thing.
Yeah, you do.
Because you don't want to bite the hand that feeds you. So, yeah, Jonathan, you maybe need to respect your wife just a little bit more. And I think he's on a little bit of a power trip. because now she's starting to have all the success, and it's, hey, you know, he's running her life, basically. And they're going here, and they're going there, and they're doing this, and they're doing that, and she has a hairline, and she has her website, and she has WWE, and she's doing all these things. But again, it's, if you lose WWE, you're gonna lose all these things, cause, you know, like the hairline. Eventually, the longer she's gone, the less of a demand there's gonna be. And eventually the hairline will die out. You know, she'll get modeling gigs, but eventually those, you know, her name value is going to lessen. It's not like she can go out on the indies and wrestle in the indies. Cause let's be perfectly frank, nobody's gonna hire her.
She's not a professional wrestler.
She's not a professional wrestler, so the indies are not necessarily an option for her. So she's got to go back to modeling, or she's going to have to enter the business world. I mean, that's really her only option, which, you know, if she went into the business world, that's fine. She has a, I think she has a degree in management.
Maybe.
So she, I think she does.
But at the very least, she can go back into modeling. She can go fall back into that.
Yeah. And for a while, he may have to support them. But yeah, it's just, they shouldn't have to explore that option. Because it's like, dude, just, if she says shut it down, you shut it the hell down.
Right.
That's like end of it, right there.
When her boss says no, stop where you're going.
Yeah, just stop it right then and there. Because again, people have gotten fired over this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because for WWE, she is a commodity and she's easily replaceable. They can find another pretty girl, they can dye her hair red, and that's all they need to do. They have plenty of girls down in NXT that they could do that to. And they have plenty of girls out there that would happily take Eva's place.
You want to be a star of a hit reality show on E? We can get you on it.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm talking about in general. They could just go, hey, you want to be a star on E?
Right. You know, it's, and honestly, they could, they wouldn't even necessarily have to replace her.
No.
That's the thing, is if they wanted to, they could, but they probably, you know, at the same time said, eh, kind of a failed experiment, move on. That's all they would need. Like, it would be like that.
Right.
And she wouldn't even know what hit her.
Correct.
So, yeah, dude, you need to calm down. Just a little bit. And then there's Bradley, who we find out has been married before and did not share that with Paige, which they've only been dating for a month. Kind of understand that. We knew something was going on. He's very uncomfortable. And I can't tell if it's because the cameras are there, if she's there, if it's a combination of things.
I think he didn't want his past to be brought up.
Well, I think there's more there than just the marriage.
Yeah, there is. You can tell.
There's a lot that went down there. And he's not comfortable talking about it, obviously, on camera or to her, period. And he's gotten up and stormed out. We saw a very real moment with the producers where it's like, do you want to leave? Should we stay? What do you want to do?
Yeah, because this is his parents' house. And it's like, the reality show, they really shouldn't stay, so maybe they should leave.
Yeah, because, you know, he's told her, I'm really not comfortable with moving in. And Paige is like, fine. If you don't want to move in, that's all you had to say.
And we knew that from when he hesitated.
Yeah, she knew it from when he hesitated.
But then he was like, maybe she knew her parents and her mother, and yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, dude, if you're really on the fence and you're not sure, just say, hey, I need a couple days to think about it. She probably would have been totally fine with it. Then if you said, hey, I've thought about it, I'm really not comfortable with it, she would have been fine. Cause that's really how Paige is. She's just really that black and white. And it's like, hey, okay, fine. Well, you know, we can date a little bit longer and see if you want to move in then.
Now you drug her all the way to Indianapolis and shit's hitting the fan.
Yeah, shit's hit the fan because the sister let it drop that, you know, oh, hey, he was married before and he doesn't want to talk about it. Which, again, they've only been dating a month. You're not going to tell everybody everything, but she went through, basically she told him about her past relationship and how she's had a hard time with it and how she's opening up about it. You know, turnabout is fair play here a little bit where, well, the cat is out of the bag.
Yeah, it is.
And while you're not 100% comfortable about it, it might just help to fill in a couple details to let her know what's going on.
Might be a smart idea.
Like, are you still married?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That might be a good start.
Yeah.
And they also had this fight right in front of his mom and his sister, which is super awkward. So, as we come back from break, we are at the house still. Paige is going after Bradley.
He apparently felt attacked. She's like, this is an awkward situation now. She opened up, and now she feels hurt. And now she's leaving. I don't blame her.
Yeah, I would be pissed.
So she's leaving. Looks like we're in St. Louis.
Bye, Bradley.
We hardly knew he.
Then we're at Survivor Series.
The girls are getting ready. There's Fandango. Then he's taking a Twitter picture for Instagram and Twitter. Hey, it's Dolph. Mickey's to Natty like, you're looking at the new champ. Fingers crossed. See the rosebuds in the background.
Is that Sami Zayn?
No. I don't think so. Maybe. Hey, Michael Hayes. Can't miss him.
There was Steph.
There's John Cena.
Hey, look, it's Natty before she dyed her hair.
TJ's bad at taking selfie photos. Apparently so is Natty. Can't figure it out. Get the look she wants. So we have Nikki's first match on pay-per-view in a while. Singles match. For the title. Girls are watching backstage. The fight is on. This grueling contest is going back and forth. Sort of. Kind of. Not really.
Not at all, actually.
Brie kisses AJ. The hardest kiss in the world. It stuns AJ. Bam! Knockout shot.
Rose is like, hey!
Can I get some of that action?
Right? One move. Two moves.
It's the rack attack. 1, 2, 3. Your new Divas champion. Nikki Bella in a slugfest. In a Pier 6 brawl. Okay, not really.
Yeah, not really.
Trying to give this overexcitement because it's a match that was will go down in history as one of the all-time greatest and you'll remember it forever and ever and ever. Anyway, Nikki's the champ. She's worked hard for it. The girls are there to celebrate with her because you can tell she's broken a sweat.
Right.
They're all happy for her. She's like, W's giving me the courage to conquer the world. And now we're talking about the incest and the boners. Nikki, honey. God, I'm not talking like you. It's not incest.
No, that's not incest, Nikki. Incest is if you and Brie kiss.
No, she's talking how big it is that the company wants her to be a champion, and, you know, this is her reward for all the hard work she's put in the last 8 years. And it is. It's a big to-do.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely a big to-do.
And now their priorities are starting to change. It's what do you do? Brie's like, I know I want to be a mom now. It's what she wants out of life.
As we move to L.A., which we'll talk about that Bella talk in a minute.
We're now having a sit-down with Eva and Jonathan.
Here we go. Here comes the come to Jesus.
She's having trouble, too, distinguishing between manager and husband at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Basically, she's just saying, I don't know if I can handle you doing both. Okay. Basically, Eva said if, you know, anybody talked to her like he's talked to her, she told him to go fuck off. And she brings it up. You wouldn't treat your talent that way. Jonathan, abusive behavior doesn't justify what you're getting. And there it is. Oh. It's like, holy shit. He's putting on his shoes. Oh, there's kids. There's the silicone.
Damn. Whoa. This is going real, really fast.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Little talk went, oh my god. She can't do it anymore. And he
leaves. Oh, okay. All right. So, well, that escalated quickly. And now we're in Columbus, Georgia at SmackDown. I love the justification. Brian, you should come with me. You're part of the baby making.
You're part of the baby making. He's like, you're up to miss something mischievous.
Poor Mark Carano. This is his life.
Well, it really is now. We'll talk about that in a minute. Do or die. Do or die. Time to woman up and tell him. Mark's like, sounds like someone wants to start a family.
Yup.
He's like, I have had a great run. She can't wait to tell her kids, your mom really kicked ass. Nikki doesn't know if she'll resign. He's like, you're 2 feet out the door, huh? Question is, are they gonna be WWE divas? And are they prepared to say it? Bree's like, yeah.
And Nikki says yes. And the last thing we see is WWE needs to move forward. So, well, could the Bellas be leaving? And Total Divas returns July 7th. So I guess we're gonna find out.
Yeah, guess so. I guess so. We'll find. I assume they're gonna be on the show in July, so I don't think they're leaving just yet.
No, I think they still have a year left on their contracts. They usually start renegotiating about a year to 6 months out.
Yeah.
For the new deals, just so they have plenty of time to get them to re-sign.
Yeah.
So I think the Bellas, I think we tracked it back and they have like a year left, but it all depends on when they decide that they want to leave because Brie could say, okay, well, I'll finish up with Total Divas and then that's it, I'm done. Whereas Nikki could be like, well, I want to, you know, wait out my contract, basically.
Right.
So it all depends on when they actually want to leave, because Brie could retire tomorrow if she really wanted to.
She could.
The interesting thing about that is that Brie is completely 100% at peace with that decision. You can tell. She's totally fine with it. Nikki, on the other hand, is still very hesitant. And I have a funny feeling Nikki's mind is going to change.
Because she's probably going to try to figure out a way to do both.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But that's something we can talk about in July. There's something else we kind of need to talk about.
Paige?
No. Natty. The other relationship that just kind of imploded.
Natty and her... No, okay. Let's talk about it.
So, Eva did the right thing. She went to Jonathan and basically she said, hey, look, I don't like how you're treating me. I don't like you as my manager. I'm not comfortable with this situation. I don't, basically I'm done. And I'm over with it. And it's creating problems in our relationship and it just needs to stop.
Right.
And she was completely calm about it. She was respectful. There was, not that that's any real anything, but, she basically approached it in an adult manner, which, again, I applaud her for. She's learning. And it basically turned into this huge blow up where I guess we saw maybe Jonathan's real personality come out.
A little bit. It was kind of scary.
He's really very controlling, and he's really very a little bit manipulative as well, because basically he's trying to justify being abusive to her and forcing her to do these things as, well, look what I did. I quadrupled our income in the last couple months. Aren't you grateful to me because I did that for you, because I made you do this, because we're basically banking off your name while you still have one.
Right.
And it's, Eva's like, well, I'm not going to take that from you. And basically she is kind of taking it from him because she's her husband and she doesn't want to cross that line. But at the same time, it's like she said it. If you weren't my husband and you were any other manager, I would have told you to fuck off because that's not how you treat your talent. And she's right. That's not how you treat your talent.
She's correct.
You are not. You are her manager. She pays you to run her career, but at the same time, she pays you to do as she tells you to do. And there's a difference.
Correct.
Because it's her name, it's her career, it's her life. You're basically there to watch over it and make sure she doesn't do anything extremely stupid. You don't force her into doing things that she's not comfortable doing. And you don't bite the hand that feeds you. Because even though it's like, here's the thing, there are rumors circulating about Total Divas. She could get taken off the show. And then what would they do? Because she's not on TV. She's not sniffing TV.
Not at that point, no. She's just now technically back on the road.
Yeah, but she's not getting a lot of TV time.
No.
And I guarantee you that she's probably making good money, but she's not making high money. Probably not as much as the Bellas or Natty or anybody else who's been there long term. She's probably
making a good amount just because of the reality show.
Yeah, and because if the reality show goes away, that's going to hurt her.
Right, because then that income's gone and she's back to being a WWE diva on the, WWE diva salary rather than the total diva salary.
Yeah, and it's the low-end WWE diva salary, which, don't get me wrong, it's still pretty good money, but she's having to pay for her travel, she's having to pay for her hotels, her meals, rental cars, and once you take all that out, it's not a lot.
No, you're back down to, a decent living, but you're going to be not making the money you are right now.
Yeah, so it's, and basically what happened is we have this huge blow up between the two where Jonathan just proceeds to let her have it.
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, this is just another Eva bomb. You drop them on me, you drop them on your family, and he brings up about the kids, he brings up about the breast implant. He just brings up basically all her misgivings that she's really done over the last few months that we've seen her do, and that finally boils over. And, he's like, but they both basically say, I can't do this anymore, and he leaves. He's gone.
So we have, that's cliffhanger number one.
That's cliffhanger number one. Cliffhanger number two is Paige and Bradley.
I don't think it's much of a cliffhanger. It's girl bye or boy bye?
Boy bye.
I think they're officially done.
I would say so. I mean, like I said, they've only been dating months, so he doesn't have to tell her everything, but, that gets let out of the bag, and yeah, it's like, oh shit, that let out, and it's just basically at that point, it's easier to just say, hey, yeah, I was married, and it was a really hard time, and I'll tell you about it later, than to say, no, I'm not going to talk about it, and just completely shut down. And then you storm off, and you kind of act like a jerk a little bit. And he's like, you know, I'm sorry. And if that's how he responds in situations where he's attacked, or he feels he's attacked.
And he really wasn't fully attacked.
No, she was just, basically, she's like, just tell me the truth. That's all she wants, is you have to be very straightforward and very honest with her.
Because she broke down the walls that she built up, and she broke them down for him, and he really didn't do it for her.
Right.
And I think that's the way she's feeling, and that's why she reacted the way she did. She doesn't break those walls down. She keeps them up. And we heard that last episode, and now it's sort of like, well, he's not fully opening up to me like I am to him.
Yeah, and she's just like, you know, if this is how it's going to be, screw it. I'm gone. Bye. Because it's like, if you weren't comfortable with moving in with her, that's all you had to say. I was like, hey, I'm just not 100% comfortable with it yet.
I don't think we're that step of a relationship just yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you have to do is say, hey, look, you know, I'm not ready for that yet. And she would have completely understood.
Right.
Like, she put herself out there, and it's like, you know, hey, I'm not feeling it. Then it's, okay, cool. And that's how it is. Instead, you know, he drags her out to Indianapolis, and, you know, he's not telling his mom that they're moving in together. He's really not acknowledging that they're dating. You know, Paige is trying to drop all these hints to get him, you know, to tell her, and then it all just kind of goes to hell in a handbasket really quick.
Yeah, it did. Really, really quick.
So, you know, it is what it is, but this is the episode that escalated really quickly.
We got a lot in the 40-something minutes this show went through.
Yeah, we did. This is what we've been kind of waiting for. So, well, we'll have to see what's waiting for us on July 7th.
Can't wait. Honestly, I really can.
Yeah, I really kind of can. I want to know what's going on.
I love this show. It's like, this is an awesome show.
Yeah, it is. And, well, we'll have to see who comes back on July 7th.
Yeah. I don't have anything to add to that.
So
before, as we wrap up, because she'll do the whole plug thing in a second, remember to listen to us every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on a little show called The Rack.
That's right, where we occasionally interview total divas, WWE superstars, and amazing artists. This week we talked to Rob Schomburger, where he's told us all about last year's WrestleMania experience and what he's going to be doing this year at WrestleMania. So you definitely don't want to miss that. And of course, check out all the other fine programming on wildtalkradio.com, because we're all awesome like that.
We are. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and at Lynn Thorne, because we'll interact with you up until, you know, Total Divas returns in July.
So until then, we're out. So see y'all in July and every Thursday night. Bye.